Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The left fielder, Thomas Howard. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The DH, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Paul Sorrento. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mark Whiten. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Felix Fermin. Batting ninth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dennis Cook. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting second. The left fielder, Shane Mack. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The DH, Chili Davis. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Pedro Munoz. Batting sixth. The catcher, Brian Harper. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Scott Lewis. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Willie Banks. And now, play ball. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Banks fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Carlos Berga batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Berga takes first base on ball 4. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There's a wild pitch. Berga moves to second. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Bell hits a line drive beyond short. Gagne can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Berga scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Sorrento hits a line drive off the glove of Gagne, and into shallow left field. Sorrento reaches second base with a double. Bell goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Indians. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Whiten strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fermin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Puckett hits a ball on the ground for a single. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Davis hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Puckett moves to second. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Munoz hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Jacoby strikes out. 1 out. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Fermin hits a fly ball into right field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Alomar hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. The ball gets by Harper for a passed ball. Alomar moves to second. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Lofton is 0 for 1 in the game. Lofton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Harper hits a line drive into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harbeck for the out. Two outs. Scott Leos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leos hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Thomas Howard batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Berga is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Leos fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gagne hits a pop-up towards first. Sorrento settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 1 in the game. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Lofton, who is chasing the ball. Mack reaches third base with a triple. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Sorrento is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sorrento hits a line drive towards the mound. Banks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whiten is 0 for 1 in the game. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Davis strikes out. One out. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Munoz is 0 for 1 in the game. Munoz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bryan Harper batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. Harper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Harbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. Harbeck strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Firmin is 0-for-1 in the game. Firmin takes first base on ball 4. Sandy Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Alomar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Lofton is 0-for-2 in the game. Lofton strikes out. Two outs. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. Howard hits a line drive beyond second. Knobloch can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Firmin moves to third. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Berga is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Berga hits a fly ball into left field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Leos is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Leos is 0-for-1 in the game. Leos strikes out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Gagne is 0-for-1 in the game. Gagne strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Knobloch is 0-for-2 in the game. Knobloch hits a line drive for a single. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Mack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Mack hits a fly ball into right center field, beyond the reach of Lofton. Mack reaches second base with a double. Knobloch goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 Indians. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Puckett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Sorrento is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sorrento hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops it up and throws to first, with Banks covering, for the out. Two outs. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Whiten is 0-for-2 in the game. Whiten hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berga settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Munoz is 0-for-2 in the game. Munoz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Firmin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bryan Harper is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jacoby is 0-for-2 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Leos fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Firmin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Firmin bunts towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Firmin for the out. Jacoby moves to second. One out. Sandy Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 0-for-3 in the game. Lofton hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-2 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Firmin can't make a play. That's a base hit. Scott Leos is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There goes Harbeck. The throw from Alomar to Berga and they have Harbeck trapped. The throw over to Sorrento, who applies the tag for the out. One out. Scott Leos is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Leos is 0-for-2 in the game. Leos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Firmin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ted Power now pitching. Greg Gagne batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gagne is 0-for-2 in the game. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards short. Firmin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Howard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Howard strikes out. One out. Carlos Berga batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Berga is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Berga hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops it up and throws to first, with Banks covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Olin now pitching. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground for a single. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Mack bunts towards the mound. Olin fields it and throws to first for the out. Knobloch moves to second. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Puckett strikes out. Two outs. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kipper now pitching. Paul Sorrento batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Sorrento is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Sorrento takes first base on ball 4. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whiten is 0 for 3 in the game. Whiten hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sorrento moves to second. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Jacoby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jacoby bunts towards the mound. Kipper fields it and throws to first for the out. Sorrento moves to third. Whiten moves to second. One out. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Furman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Furman is walked intentionally. Carl Willis now pitching. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a line drive for a single. Sorrento scores. Whiten moves to third. Furman moves to second. It's 3-1, Indians. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lofton is 0 for 4 in the game. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch fields it and throws to home to get Whiten. Furman moves to third. Alomar moves to second. Two outs. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Howard is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a line drive beyond third. Lewis can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Furman scores. Alomar scores. Lofton moves to third. It's 5-1, Indians. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Berga is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berga for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. JT Bruitt pinch hits for Pedro Munoz. JT Bruitt is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bruitt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Harper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Harper strikes out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Harbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Bush pinch hits for Scott Lewis. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bruitt moves to second. Gene Larkin pinch hits for Greg Gagne. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Larkin strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.